a cease and desist order for Lake Arrowhead Community Services District, violations of waste discharge requirements of Board Order Number R6B2009-0037 for domestic wastewater treatment facilities, San Bernardino County. This is the time and place for the California Regional Water Control Board, Lahontan Region, to consider adopting a cease and desist order issued to the Lake Arrowhead Community Service District listed in the board's agenda as item 3. Because the Water Board prosecution team and Lake Arrowhead Community Services District have mutually agreed to a proposed cease and desist order, both parties do not wish to provide testimony for this hearing. Therefore, the order of the hearing will be as follows. Presentation of late additions by the Water Board advisory team, presentation by interested persons, questions, comments by Water Board members. This hearing will not be conducted according to the technical rules of evidence. The board will accept any testimony that is reasonably relevant to the matter under consideration. We ask each person testifying to come to the lectern to speak. Please begin by stating your name and whom you represent. Are there persons here who expect to testify with respect to this matter? If someone decides as we go along that they wish to do that, please let me know so that I can administer the oath. First of all, could I ask if there are representative or representatives of the Lake Arrowhead Community Services District, and if you could introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm there on that. Best messing for your district.
Thank you. And from the prosecution team?
I'm Julie Macedo. I'm senior staff counsel from the Office of Enforcement on behalf of the prosecution team.
Okay. And it's my understanding that there has been an agreement reached and that that agreement was forwarded to the board as part of its meeting packet as agenda item number 3, and you're both familiar with that, and that is, in fact, what you agreed would be sent to the board?
That's right. You have everything.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's also my understanding that subsequent to the sending out of that agenda material, that the advisory team has raised some issues with respect to that material. They have asked or proffered some questions, gotten some feedback with respect to those questions, and I believe that they have some information that they would like to pass along to the board as part of this proceeding with respect to possible changes and additions to that original packet material.
Doug, do you want to cover that?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, thank you.
Doug Smith, supervising geologist, and my role on this is as part of the advisory team to the board. What I'm going to do is just quickly walk you through some of the changes that have been proposed to us, and then this should take about 5 minutes. So the advisory team reviewed this, had a few questions to the parties, submitted those questions, we received answers to those questions. And there were several pages of answers to the questions, and those answers are found on pages 3-104 through 3-107 in your packet. What the advisory team recommends is that the answers to questions 1A, 1B, 2A, and 2B, which is a total of 9 paragraphs, that those 9 paragraphs are inserted into the findings, which are on specifically on page 3-75, and they would be inserted as paragraphs above the number, the finding number 7, not subset of item C, but subset of overall item finding 6.
What page is that?
So the insert, you insert it in 3-75. That's page 10, 3-75. These paragraphs that were submitted by the parties, the advisory team has no recommendations to change any text in any of those paragraphs. Okay, there's a couple more things here. Okay, so that's one. The next one is, if you turn to the findings on bait stamp page 3-78, there is a new finding that the parties would like inserted here, and the advisory team is recommending insertion of that. The paragraph is found on the answer to their questions on page 3-107. And this gets a little confusing, but that entire paragraph is the advisory team proposes to insert that as a new finding 11, bumping all the subsequent or the following findings down one. And the advisory team has one addition that the parties have not seen. The advisory team would like to add this sentence at the end of that paragraph. And I will read it into the record as this. However, if enforcement is taken for not meeting an interim or final compliance standard, comma, the enforcement may assess penalties back to the date compliance was required in the order, period.
Say it again, Doug.
However, if enforcement is taken for not meeting an interim or final compliance standard, the enforcement may assess penalties back to the date compliance was required in the order. Then I have two more fixes in here. One is a typo, which was explained on page 3-106, and the typo is on, it's confusing, on page 3-78. 3-78, the near the bottom, the second paragraph from the bottom, there's a duplication of words. The words in this second line of that second to last paragraph, waste to be discharged or deposited, just remove that. It's just a repetition. Didn't need that. Then there is one more. The last one, which I passed out, was a late edition that we received, that the advisory team received yesterday afternoon. From the prosecution team, that's stating that the parties have agreed to add this language. It's really just one sentence. And the sentence I passed out this page, and I'll just read it. It's for years 2018, 2021, and 2026. This report shall include an evaluation of compliance with the interim or final standard imposed for those reporting years. Where that needs to be inserted is on bait stamp page 3-82 as a number, it's B4. Those are all of the additions that the advisory team recommends. And the advisory team, as stated in the green sheet, does recommend to the board approval of this.
Thank you. Before you go,
yes,
let me ask first, are there any questions for Mr. Smith from either party? Are there any questions from the board, Mr. Sandell?
No.
Mr. Dias?
No.
Mr. Jardine?
No.
I have no questions. Let me address a couple questions to the parties, in whichever order you want to respond. Having heard and seen the recommendations from Mr. Smith on behalf of the advisory team, are those recommendations and changes to your original submission acceptable?
Yes, they are. Thank you.
They are, with the caveat that on behalf of the district, we cannot waive any limitations, and to the extent the CDA would be interpreted as a waiver of any of the limitations in the California Civil Code, or the Water Code, or the Code of Civil Procedure that would apply to violations of Port Orlando. As long as it's very clear, the district position is that the CDA would not be a waiver of any of those statutes and limitations that are there.
And does any member of the advisory team see any difficulty with respect to that?
I'm not sure I understood what he was saying.
To the extent that the CDO is interpreted as a waiver of the time limitations on bringing enforcement actions under Port Huron, the district would not agree to that kind of a change. However, it's in the order, and we would assume that those limitations would apply anyway as a violation of the order. So I just want to be clear for the record that we wouldn't be agreeing to that kind of a waiver.
Yeah, and I don't, in terms of my response, the question, or the response that we drafted together to number four in terms of the advisory team question, you know, latches doesn't apply to administrative action. So I don't think that we're changing anything by language, proposed language to the draft CDO. So I think we're fine.
Okay.
Are there any other comments from the advisory team? Then my second question to both of the parties, you understand that you have certain rights or opportunities in this proceeding. Among those rights are the right to call and examine witnesses, introduce exhibits, cross-examine opposing witnesses on any matter relevant to the issues, even though that matter was not covered in direct examination, impeach any witnesses regardless of which party first called him or her to testify, and to rebut the evidence against him and her or her. My understanding is, of course, that the prosecution team has submitted evidence in written form, and that's been included in the record of this proceeding, and that was the material referred to earlier as having been in the board packet. But it's my understanding that you do not wish to proceed with these other opportunities at this time, and that basically that is due to the fact that you are submitting an agreed-upon proposal to resolve the issues raised by this agenda item to the board and asking the board to approve that recommendation. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you know, the district has reviewed the evidence submitted by prosecution team and has no additions to that evidence, and we're aware of the record.
Thank you.
And I will say this is my first matter before the Region 6 board, and no, I've actually been at the Office of Enforcement for 3 years, and everyone knows that I like a good fight. But Lake Arrowhead has been very cooperative to work with, and we're very happy that we could present it in a cooperative manner rather than an adversarial manner where we did have to present competing evidence and call witnesses.
We greatly appreciate that. Thank you. Is there any member of the public, interested person, who wishes to make any presentation with respect to this matter? Seeing none, I would close the hearing and ask if there are any comments by members of the board. Mr. Diaz?
None.
Mr. Jardine?
None.
Mr. Sandell?
I don't have any comments. I think I'm ready to make a motion if you're ready to entertain.
I am.
I'd like to move the staff advisory board recommendation, which will include the late additions, the pink sheet, the additions that Doug has dictated, which I assume are therefore in the record. I think that's all I need to say.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
It has been so moved and seconded. Are there any other comments by any member of the board? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
We have to do this as a roll call. So, Mr. Dias?
Aye.
Mr. Jardine?
Aye.
Mr. Sandell?
Aye.
And I am also aye.
And that's a majority of the board, for the record.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to the parties. Personally, thank you for giving me such a wonderful first hearing. So,
that's turned out well.